Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
Hi, this is DJ Roo and welcome back to another Aloft Studios Presents. Let's get straight into the mix with a track by Oxia, Dillon and Dalkin, and this track's called 248 Kilometers and this is the original mix.
Return Club Radio.
Listening to at the moment is called Through the Speakers by Sleazy McQueen, and this is the Andrew Fellon and Origami mix. And the next track coming in is the Dubfire remix of Charlotte by Booker Shade. Dubfire remix of Charlotte by Booker Shade. And Booker Shade have a new album out now, which is called The Sun and the Neon Light, which is through Get Physical Records. So let's get on with the rest of the show. Hi, and welcome to Aloft Studios Presents. This is show number 5 with myself, DJ Roo and Clank. Now you may notice that I've missed out a certain person that's usually here by the name of DJ Vicar. Now unfortunately DJ Vicar is unable to be with us this month due to other commitments, and but we hope to see him back next month. So DJ Vicar, you're sorely missed, and we hope to see you soon. So Clank, talking of DJ Ricker, I believe you've got something to tell us about DJ Ricker.
Yeah, Mr. Vicker has produced a track that we're going to now play you a section of. Obviously, he's known for DJing, but he's also been working on the track recently in collaboration with Phil Collins, as you're going to hear. And so this is a track called Don't Worry, and check it out. So that was Don't Worry by DJ Vicker versus Phil. You can't actually get this anywhere, but I'm sure that if you got in touch with DJ Vicker, he will be pleased to send you a copy. And I think there will be some links flying around at some point soon for people to download this. And speaking of tracks, we've also been sent a track called Live and Direct that we're going to play a little bit of. Now, this is a track produced by DJ and remixer DJ Salty Flavor, who's from Austin in Texas. And he's got in touch with us and sent us this track. And it's a remix of a track by the rapper called Paradox. So this is it. Check it out, Live and Direct. Live and Direct. Live and Direct. Live and Direct.
Keeping it fresh, Paradise, he's a cut above the rest, and Elliot B, he's just one of the best. Welcome to the duo, we stepped in rapping for kudos, but everywhere the duo, we got stereo and crew though. Hustling for ducats to bury buckets of loose bolts, paying those blue notes to make a way for new hopes. In the end, who knows their pseudo friends from the true foes? Say the flow is airtight, but I stare right through your loopholes. It's not a movement, it's the music never moves, bro. The revolution doesn't like you stacking duo.
So that was Live and Direct by DJ Salty Flavour.
Now, Clank, tell us what else you've been up to this month, because I know we were chatting earlier about some other things that you've been checking out on the internet, etc. Anything you'd like to kind of discuss on that?
Yeah, there's something pretty cool that people might want to know about. I've been checking out a thing called Hobnox, which is H-O-B-N-O-X. So you go to hobnox.com. And you want to check out their thing called Audio Tool. And what this is, it's like a virtual studio online. You use it in your browser. And it's a virtual TR-909, TR-808, a couple of TB-303s, and a whole bunch of guitar pedals, which are like modelled on Boss pedals. And so basically it's drum machines and sequencers all working within a browser. And it's seriously cool. And I've been having a lot of fun playing around with it. I've been using some of the sounds in some of our tracks and remixes. And in fact, I've got a bit of a track now that I'm going to play as a little example of what can be done with it. So that was Hobnoxed, which is a track I'm currently working on, produced entirely with Hobnox. So again, check it out at hobnox.com and look for Audio Tool. It's a really cool thing. You can't load and save, unfortunately, at the moment, so I've just been recording it into the computer. But I think in versions to come, there'll be samplers and other instruments added, and you'll be able to load and save your work. And Hobnox is going to be like a kind of MySpace type of thing. It's for artists and musicians, photographers, stuff like that. So yeah, really interesting stuff. Check it out.
Now, Clank, I have actually seen that myself as well. And it does actually look like a really cool program to be working with.
Yeah.
Now, don't make the mistake that I did, thinking it was Hobnobs, as in the biscuits.
No.
No advertising.
Nothing is tasty
on this
there.
Program. So it's not Hobnobs, it's Hobnox.
That's right, Hobnox. Yeah, so what else have we got coming up in the show?
Well, we've got some Clank's tracks. What have we got in Clank's tracks this month?
Yeah, I thought I'd do the same as last month, where I concentrate just on a single album this time. So for Clank's tracks, I'll be concentrating on Motor Club, which is the latest release by Sheltershed. So yeah, kind of hard, sort of industrial, techno, electro, breakbeat coolness, basically. So check that out in Clank's tracks later on. And
also, I do believe we have an exclusive interview with Mr. Andy T from Deep Life Records.
That's right, yeah, our first live interview in the show. It's going to be in two parts during the show, as you'll hear. Yeah, that's right, Andy T, Mr. Turner, who owns Deep Life Records. We've got on the Skype with him, and yeah, we've got a cool interview. He'll be telling us how Deep Life was set up and his sort of musical influences and about some of the artists that we release. So yeah, check that out later in the show. And also for our master mix this month, we've got a very special guest, which is DJ Moima. And this is somebody that we got in contact through DJ Vicar. And he's like a really fantastic turntablist. Works in hip-hop, drum and bass, dubstep, and various styles. And as you're going to be hearing later on, it's a very funky mix that he's going to be playing for us. So check that out in the master mix.
Life Showcase.
Hi and welcome to the Deep Life Showcase, and this month we've got a very special guest. It's Andy T, the head of Deep Life Records. And so, hi Andy, how are you doing?
Good, Brian, how are you?
Yeah, all right, thank you. And really great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really look forward to hearing your podcast every month, and I appreciate you having me on.
That's great. It's, we thought it was about time, because we've been sort of mentioning your name and obviously talking about Deep Life, so let's get the man himself on and do a little interrogation. So I suppose the most obvious thing is, sort of, how did you get into electronic and dance music?
For me, Brian, electronic music has always been a Christian music. Since I was young, Christian music, especially Christian hip-hop, that was the first cassette tape that I ever purchased at the Christian bookstore. And listening to the MC proclaim his love for Christ and his love for other people really moved my heart, and it made a profound impact on me. And it wasn't until later that I got into secular music.
Right.
And I found that the spirituality and the passion was lacking in the secular music. And to me, it was always a natural progression from being a musician to a label owner, because some of the shows, some of the concerts that I attended as a young man were Christian hardcore shows. I don't know if in the UK a lot of the heavier bands were popular in the mid to late 90s, and there was a scene that came around called Christian Hardcore. Tooth and Nail Records in Seattle in the mid 90s pioneered this sound by signing a lot of the underground hardcore bands. And the way that our brothers on stage would talk about their beliefs and sing with such gusto really inspired me to live the lifestyle, to live my beliefs.
Right.
And from that point, I've always held music as a very double-edged sword. And that I believe that God gave me the ability to meet other people, other musicians, and to try to release their music when I was in college. And ever since I've graduated from college, I've been dedicated to every day working on music and helping other musicians get signed. And that's how Deep Life Records came around.
Brilliant. Wow. Yeah, I'm quite surprised to hear that it come from that kind of hardcore rock background. Wow.
Yeah, I love that sound. I started on the guitar, and I was in a couple hardcore bands growing up, and we played different shows in the area. And after the shows, our lead singer would always have an altar call.
Yeah,
that's what underscores Christian music is the message.
So it's quite a step from that into like house and drum and bass, or how did that sort of come about?
Would attend shows up in the Chicagoland area, little Spanish communities where some of the bands would get into more industrial sounds.
Right.
Bands like Circle of Dust,
yep.
Clank, yes. Spelled with a K.
I know, yeah.
And they would have televisions on screen, and they would have synthesizers, and some of the music that I began hearing at Cornerstone, they were performing with turntables in a little silver box that many producers are aware of, called the Roland TB-303.
Oh, yes.
And I heard some of these sounds, one of the DJs that was spinning at a booth, I got a chance to talk to him, and he explained to me what techno, how it was made.
Yeah.
And ever since the end of that festival, I've been pursuing those different types of hardware boxes and learning how to create music from an electronic music standpoint.
Right.
It's more of a compositional tool. It, I'm sure, is familiar to all the producers listening, but it's a way of making music from ideas.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. And you produce music under quite a lot of different names and styles, don't you? Different aliases and different projects. Would you like to sort of tell us a little bit about some of the genres you work with and what some of the names of your aliases mean?
The first alias that I came up with was, when I was young, was the Poisoned Apple. And it's kind of a cheesy name, but it had to do with the fall of man.
Yeah.
And in the Garden of Eden. And basically, the music that I was making at the time had a lot to do with the sort of principles of evolution versus intelligent design and creation.
Right.
And that was the main inspiration for me making music. And it had to do with kind of the combination of the creative side versus the scientific side of the way we're taught in schools. And my music was basically just a reflection of that. That was my first project, and I got to perform at Cornerstone Festival in 1997.
Wow.
And from there, it kind of springboarded. My parents were very supportive of the music, and my friends were always very supportive. We did a compilation album in 1998 where I got to meet several other producers. And after that, after attending audio school and getting my certificate in audio engineering, I started a new project called Red Music. Red Music was a project that spanned three albums. Some of the production genres that I've been interested in producing have been centered around house, drum and bass, and lately getting into some ambient.
And you can hear the rest of this interview later on in the show. So let's get straight on with the rest of the Deep Life Showcase. First up, we've got Francisco Perez with his track Media Luna. So this is Media Luna by Francisco Perez. Francisco Perez is a new artist to Deep Life, and as you can hear, this track is very kind of Tiesto, Armin van Buuren influenced. And next up, we have Not Without Pain by Reborn. We'll be right back. So that was Australian breaks act Reborn with their track Not Without Pain. And coming in next is Dima's track Look, remixed by Hugo Diaz. So this is Look by Dima, remixed by Hugo Diaz, who's one half of the Brazilian duo Major Pax. Now all three of these releases will be featuring on an upcoming Deep Life compilation called Art of Science Volume 1, which is a new series of compilations that Deep Life will be releasing. In the meantime, you can check us out at www.deepliferecords.com and at www.beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records.
Tracks. Thank you.
Hi and welcome to Clank's Tracks. And as I said earlier, I'm going to be concentrating on a single album released this month. And it's the album Motor Club by Sheltershed. And very cool stuff. This is a great album that's worth checking out, particularly if you're into sort of harder music. It's got a real kind of hard breakbeat, kind of electro techno feel, with a definite sort of industrial cyber kind of rivet head kind of feel to it. Conjures up a whole kind of futuristic atmosphere and feel. And as you can hear, this is really solid stuff. Playing at the moment is the first track off of the album, which is called Access Violation. And just what a great way to start the CD off. And I just love the incredible drum programming and noises in this. Very kind of, sounds like something out of Microtonic or Dramatic 3 or something like that. Great sort of heavy feel to it, and immense bass in places. So Sheltershed are from a city called Marion, which is in Indiana in the US. And got quite a characteristic sound, as you can hear. And the band's made up of three guys called Craig White, Shane Yoho and Rob Tippy. And as you can hear, they've kind of got their own sort of distinctive sound. And the album has got 12 tracks on it. And as I say, this is the first track, and so this is Access Violation. The track you're now listening to is Jetpack Stack, the Stumblebum remix. Jetpack Stack is the sixth track on the album, and the original version of this actually once featured in Future Music magazine on their cover CD. I think it was in their top 10 of artists that month, so that was pretty cool. But as I say, this is the Stumblebum remix, which as you can hear is a drum and bass mix. And this is quite a nice contrast on the album, really, just gives it a different feel to some of the other tracks. Stumblebum is a drum and bass artist, and as you can hear, he's done a really nice job on this mix. So check it out, it's Jetpack Stack, the Stumblebum remix. As I said, the album contains 12 tracks. Plus, you can also download another one from their website or complete the collection. So I've just picked three of the tracks from the album for you to listen to. And the one we're now playing is called Dangerous Groups. I like the sort of slower, funkier feel of this track. So as I say, the album as a whole is definitely quite a hard listen, in the sense that it sort of pounds away at you. It's kind of a banging pace and definitely in your face. And I almost sounded like I was an MC there. But anyway, and so yeah, great stuff. Definitely worth checking out. The other thing I wanted to mention is the artwork you get on the CD. Very nice artwork. It's really fantastic. It's by someone called Brandon Inman. And it's kind of like an American muscle car kind of imagery that's being used on it. Really, really great artwork. So it's worth having the CD just to check that out. It will be out on Beatport eventually. And you can check out their other releases there. They're released through Deep Life. And but yeah, to get hold of this, go to ShelterShed.com and follow the links there and you'll be able to purchase this for yourself. So yeah, that's ShelterShed with the album Motor Club. And you can find out about them at www.ShelterShed.com. So that's it for Clank's Tracks this month. See you next time.
Clank's Tracks.
So welcome to the Master Mix number 5, and our special guest on the turntables is DJ Moima.
Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, the soulful, funky sounds of
funk, funk.
And that means the bomb, uncut, the bomb. Check it out, man.
Hitman,
Hitman.
Does a dog have four legs, two eyes, a tongue and a mouth? Think about it. While the best man rhymed though, keep the pacing and steps on time though. Black MCs coming out and I give back. Watch the K, cool Keith on a swift track. Keith is nice, Keith is dope, Keith is bad, Keith is hype. Now watch the X, X to get extra, extra extraordinary, exclusive, exquisite. Examine the X flow, extra exciting, extremely so dangerous. Many can't hang with this. Rappers know they whack compared to King Solomon. I just swallow them, eat up the whole crew, then say, yo, now what are you gonna do? Look in the back for a whack MC. Make it happen, baby. Come on.
Make it happen, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
Make it happen, baby.
A man that's smart with a gift of an animation. I'm telling you, girl, I got a good like an education. Know how to please, cause to me, that's second nature. Hear the light of fire, not scared to set you straight and make you scream, stop, you're killing me, Seti. I know you don't believe me, so it's your girlfriend, Betty, and she'll explain it to you clearly. A man like says once a lifetime, really. So whenever you need someone that's live, don't waste time, cause I'm ready for dining. Expensive whining, there won't be no swining, only beef with the whining. Drinks to even accumulate, just give me a play, baby. Don't perpetrate, just keep adapting and keep me rapping. The sheets with action, that's why I'm asking. But yeah, baby, you know what I'm talking about. Come on, come on.
So you can wave your hands from side to side and just ride and glide like the rhythm does, cause it's a new decade. 91, I'm here to get paid, bringing the funk back, giving you a taste of real hype tunes that's been missing on whack. polishing up myself, cause it's gotta be done, showing people that I'm not number one. I'm just a kid that's going out for mine, and you could too if you showed some time. Instead you wanna live your life like a shame, so make a change. Yo, I'm ready. You hear that? Yo, I'm ready to make a change. Yeah, I'm ready. Yo, I'm ready.
This is the Loft Studios Presents, show number 5, The Master Mix, with our special guest, DJ Moima. You've been listening to the Master Mix on Aloft Studios Presents Show Number 5 with turntablist extraordinaire DJ Moima.
People right here jump up and get happy. I'd be wanting to jump up and get happy too.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
The Deep Life Showcase.
So this is the second part of the interview with Andy T of Deep Life Records.
You know, Brian, I just wanted to, you know, underscore the fact that the Deep Life Records is looking to the future for different distribution methods.
Right, that's it.
Different markets for music. Yeah. So if we can work together, I think we can achieve our goals of getting more music on the games and TV and film, commercials, and even the podcast format is really being championed by Beatport. They just sent us a new opportunity where we can put tracks on a regularly occurring podcast for a paid fee.
Right.
So that's it's definitely a new market opening up, and we want to learn as much as we can about new ways to distribute music.
It's just keeping up with new technologies as they develop, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's at a rapid pace.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it just gets quicker and quicker. So now it's good to know that Deep Life's sort of on the pulse, as it were, so that's great.
And we're lucky enough to have, you know, innovative artists like you, Brian, you know, honestly on board to be able to help us achieve those goals, because I think it's of common interest to all of the producers.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us perhaps something about the different artists that you've got signed to Deep Life and the different types of tracks they're producing?
One of the main artists that we're lucky enough to have on the label is DJ FaZe and Quill Rotor, Tressis, Timo Rosendahl, and most recently Triple D. One of the artists that's coming out with a new project, his name is DJ Pat D.
Right.
He was one of the first releases on Deep Life Records in late 2004, and now he's re-releasing his track Creator.
Right.
And that'll be a major release for us. We also have Paul Cooper. I believe he's from the UK.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
It's a new sound that's old again, or vice versa. It's
right.
More of a soulful vibe and also more of a live vibe. Mm-hmm. And I really look forward to hearing what people will do with real instruments and also with on the opposite end of the spectrum. There's so many good virtual instruments now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think almost all of our producers use software instruments. One of the most prolific producers has been DJ Steve Wade from the Northwest U.S., and he's playing in clubs regularly.
Great.
And Steve has a new release out now on Beatport called Come On Now, which was remixed by DJ Nitro and myself. And DJ Nitro is a very prolific producer from the Midwest whose roots span pretty far back into the U.S. rave scene, and the secular U.S. rave scene. And he's recently signed to Deep Life, and we've had some shows. DJ 45 is from the same area, and he produces more trance progressive and DJs as well. His tracks have been, he did a remix of Come On Now, which I believe you featured.
Yes,
on.
I love that track. Yeah, great funky kind of disco-y type of flavor to it. Yeah, great track.
And that's good, because that sound, that kind of, that funky tech house is kind of the sound from my area, around the St. Louis, Missouri area,
right,
and up towards Chicago, you know, the home of house. So house music is big around this area, and that's kind of the main focus of what we produce. We get that the correct swing and the kind of the live element. Also very lucky to be able to work with possibly a new producer by the name of Glenn Darcy that we hope to get onto the label. He's working with Cozy Pete right now, which did a remix of Dima. And Dima has a new release coming out soon called Look.
If there's anyone listening to this that you know, is a producer, a Christian producer, and wants to get in touch, how would they go about doing that or getting signed to Deep Life?
Well, luckily we have a wonderful website, and that website has just been updated, and it has all the contemporary information and news. And I thank you very much for being able to provide that. And that's that was kind of a major milestone for me. The skills that you've implemented for this new site is just wonderful. I've had a lot of people tell me how great the site is. On the website, on the left-hand side, is where I always direct our new artists. Simply click on Sign Up, and there will be a Adobe Acrobat file, which you can click on, and it describes exactly what we will do for you as a distributor. It's very free. It's very open, very non-exclusive. Artists can do anything they like. There's been some very good ideas, some very non-traditional ways to promote new albums, and our minds, you know, are very open to new ideas and to new distribution methods and platforms. So I recommend that anyone who's interested in getting their music out there definitely contact us. My email address is andrew@deepliferecords.com, and you can also find that email address on the website, and feel free to contact Clank as well, the host of the program, and he'll be able to help you as well. And one reason to get involved with Deep Life is for the family of artists that comprise the label. It's a lot more productive to be in a larger family.
Yeah, definitely. That's really great. There's some cool things happening. We just praise God for how it's developed and how it's developing.
So, amen for that. Yeah. It's all God's doing.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. So it's been really great having you on the show, Andy. And thanks for telling us about what's going on with Deep Life. And all the best with all the new releases. And yeah, it's been cool speaking to you. Cheers.
Cheers to you too as well. And everybody listening to the program, it would be very great if you'd be able to send a note to Clank and DJ Rue and to thank them for the excellent job that they're doing. And Brian, I thank you myself for doing this excellent podcast. And
cheers.
I look forward to hearing the newer shows as time goes on.
Thank you very much. Great then. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Loft Studios presents.
So that was Andy T from Deep Life Records, and you can find out more about Deep Life Records from deepliferecords.com. So Clank, have you got some more links you want to share with us?
I've got links for the different artists and guests we featured in the show. So yeah, I featured Sheltershed in Clank's tracks, and you can find out about them at sheltershed.com. And our guest mixer was DJ Moima, and you can find out about him at myspace.com/DJ Moima. That's M-O-Y-M-A. DJ Salty Flavor got in touch, and you can find out about him at djsaltyflavor.com. That's flavor, the American spelling. And as you know, we're part of Revive, which is a groove fellowship which meets the first Friday of every month in Birmingham, UK. And you can find out about us at myspace.com/reviveinthegroove. Our friend DJ Io, who's part of Revive, you can see her site at tasteandseethelight.org.uk. And I should just say that we've now got a page set up for the show. And if you go to www.aloftstudios.co.uk and check out the Aloft Studios page, and you'll find all the links there for you to click on directly.
So that's about it for Aloft Studios Presents Show 5. And all that's left to say is thanks for listening, and see you next time.
The Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.